Welcome to People on the Move, a podcast from Cargomatic that spotlights the movers and shakers in a trillion-dollar industry. Each episode, we bring a supply chain expert to break down the latest news affecting the ports to the roads and everything in between.
Hello and welcome to People on the Move, a podcast brought to you by Cargomatic. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney, and today we're looking at the supply chain saving the holiday season. There is an influx of need from so many people who are looking to get their holiday shopping done, but what's on the other side? What does that supply chain look like? We'll take a closer look with our special guest today, Samantha Galton, who is the Managing Director of Commercial Operations for Port of Long Beach. Samantha, thanks so much for joining me today.
That's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And I'm so excited to get into this conversation today, Samantha. But before we go into the questions, let's talk a little bit about your background, Samantha Galton, and where she comes from and why you're such a perfect person to talk about this subject matter.
Yeah, I don't know about perfect, but I do know enough to be dangerous. So I actually started my career with the BNSF Railway straight out of college. I will tell you, Michelle, I didn't even know freight railroads existed at that time. It was one of those drop your name in a bucket and see what happens. And I applied without even knowing that it was a freight railroad and then got the job. So I was actually a train master for 5 years. And that's basically a really great term for a logistics manager. I learned the ins and outs of the network and got to really play a crucial role in Texas and then in California here at the ports on how the trains were moved, which was awesome experience. And then I spent a couple years as a sales manager with BNSF, got to sell the service and really impact customers on the way that their freight moved over our networks. And then my last job there was the port director, which was the connection between the railroad and the ports that they called in talking to them about their high-level rail strategy. How do we work together to bring business? I had the California ports, and then I had the California Gulf ports, and then I did just the West Coast intermodal ports. So really amazing foundation in just logistics and transportation. And then about 2 years ago, I transferred over here to the Port of Long Beach with a fantastic opportunity with the Business Development Group. And then about a year ago, transitioned to this job as Managing Director, where I have the Business Development Team, Tenant Services and Operations, and Security. So it's a big job. It's fun. I love the people I work with. And I truly love this industry.
And I think you're the perfect person for this podcast. So Samantha, let's dive right in. I feel like as soon as the last Halloween candy was given out, we saw a turn with commercial after commercial of Black Friday and pre-Black Friday sales, getting that holiday shopping season going. So let's talk about the challenges, if any, that the Port of Long Beach is seeing as we inch closer to the holidays.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different than last year, right? But we're still seeing warehouses being full. So we're still seeing those truck lines still backing up and a little bit of that congestion feel, but it's so much better than it was last year. So last year we were, as consumers, really experiencing a lot of empty shelves, a lot of wait time for some products, stock outages, those types of things. But for the most part, all of the stuff that you're going to buy for this Christmas season, if you haven't bought it already, is probably already in the warehouses, in the DCs, or on the shelves. So I don't think that we're going to have to step in and be, the superheroes of Christmas like we were last year. But we are still seeing a little bit of congestion all around, not just the Port of Long Beach, but, across the nation. We still have, I think, lots of work to do on visibility and collaboration between all of the stakeholders. But overall, Michelle, I would say it's a lot easier and we're in a lot better position than we were last year. And I think consumers are going to feel that.
Good news. We're seeing changes in the positive direction. Anything else you've noticed between last year and this year?
Yeah. So, last year, I think it was front page news where we, Port of Long Beach and Los Angeles had 100 ships waiting off of anchor, ready to get into the port. And this year you'll see zero. And that's because of really strong collaboration between all of our partners to start a slow steaming process. So instead of coming here and waiting for labor and getting in line for labor, we said, hey, why don't we get in line at the port of the last port of call? And then that way you can slow steam. game your way here, save on energy, save on those costs, and then also not have to sit in the bay for 30 days at a time. So at this point, you know, the ports of LA and Long Beach have absolutely no ships at anchor. And that's a very big deal. It's not to say, though, that it's because, you know, we still have the same amount of volume. So I do have to point out that we are seeing a shift in the market. With all of the exterior market forces, we all know what's going on with inflation. We know what's going on with consumer demand. And so because of that, we're seeing less volume come to us. You know, our October numbers are out that we were down quite a bit year over year. So that's helping with the congestion, which is a good thing. It gives us a little bit of a pause to really reflect and catch up with all of the stuff that's still on the dock and get that stuff out.
When it does come to some of the challenges in the industry, and there are those challenges, how important is it to have innovative approaches to tackling them?
Oh, it's huge. You can't say that enough. And I think that we showed that during these last 2 years of real supply chain challenges, you saw the industry really come to the market and say, hey, we've got to do things differently. We cannot continue to do status quo with the exceptional amount of cargo that was coming over our docks. So you saw, you know, us as a landlord port, who usually we take a backseat approach to our tenants. You really saw us, and I'll speak for the Port of Long Beach, step up and say, what else can we do as landlord ports and really get innovative with that. So, you know, we stood up the first, what are called now pop-up yards. We stood the first one up and we call that Pure Store. It's a short-term overflow resource. And that's really just to enable better capacity for our terminals so that the containers don't have to sit on the terminals. They can go to this overflow resource and then get picked up from there by our customers. You know, you saw innovation with even just getting out testing and we were the first to start vaccinating our seafarers as well. And then you're going to start to see innovation with technology. The one thing that this challenge, crisis, however you want to put it, the one thing that it did was really highlighted the lack of visibility that we have over our freight across the supply chain. You can track an Amazon package 10 steps from your doorstep, but you couldn't figure out exactly where your stuff was if you're coming from a BCO perspective. So finding that innovative approach and understanding how do I get more visibility to my partners is where the Port of Long Beach really, I think, stepped in and said, I think we've got a solution. So we started a pilot program last year for the Supply Chain Information Highway, which we targeted one steamship line, one terminal, one railroad, and started to see how can we plug data in and then give that to our customer in any way that they wanted to. So providing end-to-end solution, end-to-end visibility solution in the way that they wanted to see it. So an API feed, an EDI feed, flat file, however that looked, so that they then can optimize and make decisions based on data. So that's another innovative solution that we've done, but really approaching the supply chain through new lenses, new fresh eyes is really important because we can't go back to status quo. I don't think that we ever will. So it's really exciting. I think it's a really exciting time to be in logistics and transportation to see all of these different solutions starting to come to fruition and helping to optimize all of the supply chain, not just one node, is really going to be imperative to the success.
We're talking about a lot of products coming into play, especially during the holiday season, because people are more aware of just how much they want to buy and how many gifts they need. So can you talk about that? Anything that would surprise people with just how that works, how these goods are transported?
Yeah, I don't think people really realized before the supply chain crisis as how their stuff got to them. For this COVID period, it was a huge spotlight on the supply chain, the ports specifically. But you have, we call them the lay people, becoming logisticians and understanding exactly like how their stuff gets transported to them. I know I had at my Thanksgiving table last year, people telling me that how I needed to run the port better and how to get their stuff to them. It was a fantastic period of time. But in all reality, you know, the stuff that you use every day touches 2 to 3 to 4 modes of transportation. And those handoffs are the key to actually getting things to market the fastest, right? And that's where the spotlight is. And it's been amazing to collaborate with our customers on an even more deeper level, because before, transportation and supply chain was just like the ninjas in the night. It just got done. And now it's such a focus that you have a lot of executives, a lot of CFOs, CEOs really wanting to dig into those details of how does this actually work? How does it affect the bottom line? And then that translates to the pricing for consumers. So when I used to work for the railroad, and it was quite interesting to really talk to people about how much product actually runs via rail. And at the Port of Long Beach, you know, rail is one of our huge value propositions. At least 20% of our freight runs via rail out to every point of the United States. And so just to even think that either your shoes or the desk that you're sitting at right now, the TVs, all of that stuff touched railroads. 100-year type operation that I think just runs in the middle of the night that no one ever really thinks about. So it's a very complex environment that we live in every day, but something that is just a completely beautifully choreographed ballet, I guess is the best way to put it, to get you the stuff that you need it, when you want it.
Yeah, and there is a lot of that. So I'm very happy that all of those things, the planes, trains, automobiles, they all work to get us the products that we need. So let's talk about the future. Looking forward, what are you most concerned about? And then on the flip side, what are you most excited about when it comes to this industry?
Yeah, I think what concerns me the most is if we slip back into status quo. We've had other disruptions in the supply chain before, and we've recognized that we need to do something different, but I think we kind of slip back into what's comfortable. And so I think that would be my biggest concern, is that we slip back into what was comfortable prior to this challenging period of time. I don't think that we will. I think we've gotten enough innovative solutions into the ether that people have kind of normalized those things so that they will continue to push through. But that's my biggest fear, is that if we slip back into what we used to do. I think looking ahead, the future is really bright for this environment and the workforce development that's going on because of the spotlight, you know, being in transportation and in logistics is like really cool now. Right. So we're actually engaging the younger crowds into coming into maritime, coming into transportation and logistics. It's such a needed piece that we're pouring in money to education. You're seeing a lot more degrees in transportation and logistics, global supply chain, those types of things. And so that's what really excites me, is the new workforce that will be. And with that is going to be coming new ideas and new ways to do things. And I think lastly, I think is the technology piece, big data, that type of number crunching, and using that data to make better decisions on the supply chain and these different nodes is super exciting. And I think it can only make us better in transporting goods. And at the Port of Long Beach, it can make us better stewards of environmental causes, efficiency, operational excellence. All of that comes with data and technology. And I think that our future is really bright in that area.
Any final thoughts as we're wrapping up here?
Yeah, it's a fun time, right? It's challenging. It makes things go, you know, the days go by so quickly. I truly cannot believe that we're this close to the holidays. I have not done my shopping. We'll get there. But it's a really exciting time. It's a very exciting time to be in this industry. And I think that we can only go up from here is the best way to put it.
And sounds good, and a perfect way to end. Samantha Galton, Managing Director of Commercial Operations for Port of Long Beach. Of course, we're talking about supply chain saves Christmas. And Samantha, great information and a lot of good information. As you're saying, we're not in the position we were last year. Things are looking up and the future is looking even brighter. So thank you for your time. I'm sure a lot of people out there love hearing about the good news about what's going on in the industry. And as you said, the future looks bright. So thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you to all of our viewers and listeners who are tuning into People on the Move, a podcast brought to you by Cargomatic. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney. Once again, thank you for joining us, and we hope to see you soon.